might be asking why I'm studying Cyclaxera. Many recent workers have placed in Philacrity, and that in itself is not really a good reason to study something, except that I'm revising the genera of Philacrity, and I consider this sort of housekeeping work. Get this genus out of the way. It's distributed in New Zealand, where it's endemic. And that's not too unusual, since New Zealand has a lot of endemics, as you all probably know, including some other families of Coleoptera, like the recently elevated Agapytho, and also the Clairide Metaxina. So, pretty simple in morphology, hemispherical in outline, a lot like a phylacrid, shiny and glabrous, and yeah, like a phylacrid or a liotid, small hydrophilid. They also have an abrupt three-segmented antennal club. Tarsi are 555 in the female, 554 in the male. This is characteristic of a lot of basal cucagoid groups. This is the underside. Mandibles are tridentate. They have these really deep antennal grooves on the genie. And the elytra have a deep epipleural fovea, which I'll talk more about later. Alright, so it's got kind of a cute little taxonomic history. Bruin first described it as Cyclomorpha, and included one species, Polychula. And first he put it in Nidodulidae, but it turns out this is a junior homonym of a mollusk genus. And so he renamed it in a short note, as you do. But then he apparently forgot about that, because in a redescription in 1893, he called it Cyclaxera, without any reference to Melanocroa, the replacement name he gave before. And he later included an additional species. And most subsequent workers have used Cyclaxera. They haven't used Melanocroa, fortunately. And Watton Croson petitioned ICZN for conservation of Cyclaxera and suppression of Melanocroa. And this is a good thing, since they're actually two homonyms of Melanocroa. So, really, really crazy. Alright, a little bit about the natural history of these things. They're collected almost exclusively on sooty molds, on bark of Nothofagus. So sooty molds are ascomycetes, most of them in the family Capnodiaceae, that are associated with the honeydew-producing insects, and often grow in large clumps in New Zealand on Nothofagus. And they can comprise several species, assemblages, fungus do. So a few other sooty mold beetles. This is a really interesting fauna. There's Nothoderodontus, a derodontid, Agapytho, which I mentioned before, Priosylpha, another cucagoid, and Metaxina, which I mentioned before, the cleroid. Alright, so a little bit about the phylogenetic placement. So like I said, first place in Nidodulidae, and then Croson. Thought it looked kind of like Aspidiferous, the spindid, so he put it there, tentatively. Mostly just because it's round and has an antennal club. But then Sengupta and Croson, without any real explanation, just included the genus in Philacrity, in a key. So, and this was followed by Croson, and said it had the essential larval characters of Philacrity. And then Lawrence and Newton later on just referred it to Philacrity and Cerdicetus. So finally, Klimaszewski and Watt came along, gave it its own subfamily in the Philacrity, just because it's so strange. But then we came to our senses. Lawrence et al. Finally elevated it to its own family, because it doesn't fit anywhere. So Lawrence and Leshin later on noticed that Lamingtonium, it's another cucagoid genus, Lamingtoniidae, shared some larval characteristics with Cyclaxera. And here are the two larvae here. The most prominent feature would be the paired anocarini, which underlie Lyriform frontal arms. But there are quite a few differences between these, like Lamingtonium has these cool spiracular tubes on the 8th segment, and Uragomphi, which Cyclaxera does not have. And here are the adults. You can see the adults are pretty different looking. So finally, a formal phylogenetic analysis was undertaken back in 2005 by Leshin et al. and use 99 adult and larval characters, morphological characters, and included 37 exemplar taxa from these two superfamilies. And they recovered 8 most parsimonious trees. I'll show you a segment of the tree, and you can see that Cyclaxera falls well outside of Aceolomus, which is the Phylacra genus that was included, and with moderate support appears to be sister to Tasmosalpingus, which is a monotypic family of cubidroids. So, like I said, moderate support, sister is to Tasmosalpingus, but no unique character states support the sister relationships, no synapomorphies. But here are a few of the characters that they do share. Cervical sclerites fused to the head capsule, no discrimen, paramirs fused to basal piece, and abdominal pterygite 9, simple and larvae. So okay, to the revision. So there were previously 2 described species, both by Brune, and the second species he described was based on really poorly defined and variable characters like coloration and a couple other things. So I examined 270 specimens from 5 institutions and came up with 1 widespread species and 1 new species. So his second species, I'm pretty sure, is a synonym. Haven't seen types yet, but it's looking that way. So this is the widespread species. Veletula occurs throughout the island, North and South Islands, and on Stewart Island down here too. So lots of specimens. Most of the specimens I got were the species. And yeah, I've tentatively placed Impressa in Synonymy. I haven't seen types, but I'll be seeing those in the next month or so, so hopefully we can clear that up. It exhibits wing polymorphism. About 25% of these are Macropterus, but the vast majority are short-winged. This is the new species. It's known from only a few locations in the South Island, mostly low elevation sites. And all of these known are Brachypterus, but I've only got 8 specimens, so that may prove not to be. They differ in characters of the fronds. In the widespread species, it has much less dense functation, so these are pretty easy to pick out based on external characters. There's a lot of variation in the strength of the punctures, but the new species has much denser punctures. And male genitalia, of course, are a little bit different, especially the apex and the median lobe, a little more blunt in the new species. This here is the median strut of the median lobe, and it actually is really long. It can extend up into the prothorax, so it's really extraordinary kind of thing. And the anterior end of that is different in the two species. So you can see it's biramus in this thing. And, oops. Also, the median strut of the tegmen is pretty different, the longer in the new species. Okay, so these epiplerophobia, these are really cool. It makes them really easy to pick out of any group of small round beetles. But it's full of this white waxy substance in a lot of specimens, and you know, it's got these long, stiff, seedy, very strange thing. And I'm not sure what it does. And there may be a clue here, because there's a liotid that has this. Thank you, Ainsley, for providing this picture. Camerine liotid that has a similar type of phobia. It's not quite as deep. It's more like a groove in the epiflora, from what I can see. As opposed to a really deep pit that is deeper than it is wide there. So I'm not sure what's going on there. There may be something pheromonal, but it'll be fun to investigate. I hope to do an analysis on what's in there at some point. So, and Beosilpha here, the Camerion, is also endemic to New Zealand, so could be something going on there. All right. So in summary. Cyclaxera is not a phylacrid, but is actually a monotypic family, and could be sister to Tasmosalpingidae, but there aren't too many good characters to unite those. And I found that it includes two species, including one new synonym, and one undescribed species, which I'll be describing pretty soon. Alright, thanks.